Angie Stone, where you from?
Columbia, South Carolina.
That's right. Represent.
Yeah.
And that's where we are this morning.
Now, they call J. Anthony Brown Ricky here in Columbia, South Carolina. Ricky, Fish Grease. Yeah. So what do they call Angie?
All the nicknames in Columbia are like, they know.
What's your nickname?
Bucket.
And how did you get the name Bucket? Bucket.
My aunt Coochie Gale named
Bucket. Wait. Okay, we're going to put Bucket off to the side.
Coochie Gale gave you your name Bucket. How did Coochie Gale get her nickname?
My grandmama named all of us. All of us had crazy nicknames like Banky, Nush Nush, Coochie Gale, Iva. You know it, Jay.
I know.
I named a bucket because my aunt said I had a bucket head when I was a little girl.
Okay. This was on Kush Kush or what? Kush Gal.
I got a cousin.
Coochie
we Gal. Call her Miss Beasley.
Miss Beasley. Because she looked like the doll.
No, she just, I don't know where my grandmama them get them names from.
Was your grandmama a sober woman?
Oh, yeah. She's actually my great-grandmother, Miss Louise Anderson. Uh-huh. And she raised all of her kids, and their kids. So we all used to go to Latimer Manor. Everybody know where the manor is and hang out at 3-5, okay? The manor. And eat. My grandmother, every Sunday, everybody just kind of congregated over there.
You were raised in Latimer Manor, Angie?
And where?
Latimer Manor. Wait a minute. Don't play, Jay. You know I'm
No, I know. I didn't go over there. If you didn't know anybody over there, uh-huh. Don't go over there, okay?
Wait a minute now. See? They were big families in the manor. They were, you know. Housing made for big family. There were the Maxwells. Shout out to the Maxwells.
Yeah.
And all of us. It used to be a bunch of us, but I was raised in Saxenholm. I started in Saxenholm and congregated on over to Washington Carver Village. Yeah.
Oh, I know where all that is, yeah.
And how big of a family was yours?
Yeah, how big?
Well, I'm an only child, but because of that, my dad's sisters and brothers, all of them had lots of kids. There was three in one family, five in another one, nine in another one. Then there was me. So add all of that up. Plus,
so you got a couple of dozen kids right there.
Oh, yeah.
Are you the only family member with a voice?
Huh? Oh, no.
You come from a big singing family?
My dad, Jay, no, my dad was a quartet singer.
Yeah, he played quartet.
Before I realized I could sing, I had a cousin named Rhonda and Cynthia, who used to do the Supremes all the time. They have excellent voices. My cousin Deborah sings, gospel singers. It's everywhere. It's all of us can sing.
Your cousin Deborah?
Not Deborah.
Let me tell y'all something. You know, when you come from the country.
That's how you say it.
Listen, her name is Deborah, okay? My name was Angela Laverne Brown, but to me, it was Lavernay, okay?
Lavernay.
I was Lavernay. Angela Lavernay.
And Deborah.
And Deborah.
Y'all were uppity, huh?
Lavernay.
Angela. We had lavish names, okay?
That is so great. But it sounds like a really fun time growing up.
Oh, yeah, they used to call me Tiger Brown in middle school.
Tiger Brown.
Why Tiger?
Because, you know, I had got a little reputation at one time of fighting. And I had got to the point where the teacher named me Tiger Brown because if you hit me, I knew I had to fight back. I was going to get my butt cut when I got hurt. I didn't want to be there as a Tiger Brown, so I left.
Not Angela Lavernay.
Well, there she is, Angela Lavernay
Bucket.
Bucket
Brown.
And Brown.
Tiger.
And
otherwise known as
Angie Stone.
Angie Stone.
We went to school together.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Let me ask something. What school you went to, Jay?
Driving school. We went to driving school together, Angie. You and I.
Coming up at the top of the hour.